Okay, guys, welcome back to the Scrubs Off Duty podcast. I am so excited. I have such a special guest on today. Her name is Mel. You might know her as Mel's Crafty Corner on Instagram. She has the cutest stuff ever. So if you haven't checked her out, you're totally missing out. But Mel, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes. Hi, friend. Oh, I'm just so honored to be here. I have been such a fan of you. So thank you so much. In case you don't know me, hi, my name is Mel. My full name is Melanie, but my friends call me Mel and we're all friends here. I am a Pisces. I am a BSNRN for about 4 years now. I am a fellow dog mom like Miss Bree. I am married to my high school sweetheart. Aww. Yes, I am a Wisconsin native, so go Pack Go, always and forever. And I turned into an entrepreneur, kind of by accident, and here we are.
Yeah. So what was your journey? I mean, you went to nursing school.
I did.
When did you know you wanted to start a business? Those are so different.
Yes, the business totally came. I always joke and say that Mel's Crafty Corner was a hobby turned into a happy accident. And it definitely was not on my agenda, but the universe, God, whatever you want to call it, had different plans for me. So we're kind of running with it. But as far as like my journey in like nursing world goes, I've always been a very compassionate person and I've always had a passion for pediatrics in general. My mom, she owned like an in-home daycare when I was growing up. So I always had kids running around. I'm one of five. I have a lot of nieces and nephews. So they've always just been around and I love the developmental aspect of peds and all of that jazz. But when I was in high school, I did a program with my high school, and it was through our community college where I could take a few college credits my junior and senior year, and I actually got CNA certified at 16.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but...
Could you work?
No.
Okay, I was going to say, I didn't know if it was different in different states, but I thought about doing that, and I was like, oh, there's no point because I can't even work until I'm 18, but I
that was my issue, exactly right. And by the time I turned 18, my license had expired at that point, because they're only valid for at least 2 years, at least in the state of Wisconsin. But I know that there were some nursing homes that did allow minors to work. But the problem that I was finding that all these nursing homes and other facilities already had enough minors that they couldn't take on anymore legally. It didn't work out, but that's okay. I graduated high school. I moved to college with my boyfriend, who I'm now married to. And I'll just kind of start by saying I was like not good at standardized testing, and that kind of leads into my ACTs and my NCLEX journey.
I wasn't good at it either.
No, my ACTs were not. I took it 3 times and I got the same score each time.
Oh, that's fine.
It is totally fine. It just means I had to take a little bit more prerequisites than others. So my nursing school journey just took a little bit longer than most, but that's okay because I still made it here and I loved my, you know, nursing path that I took. I don't regret it at all. I did a traditional 4-year university. I was in a sorority for like 2 minutes. And when I applied to the nursing program in early of 2016, I actually didn't get into the program the first time that I applied, which is very common, especially there's not that many BSN programs around me, especially like good accredited ones. So they're really hard to get into.
Did you apply your sophomore year?
Yes.
Did you apply? Okay. Because I know some, I didn't go to a 4-year school, so I don't really know all the logistics, but I know some do, like where you apply your sophomore year, but some are, you apply beginning.
I think technically it was my junior year because of how many more like prerequisites I did. And I was working while I was in college, so I wasn't full-time student. Another reason why it took me 5.5 years in total from like when I started to when I graduated. But when I didn't get into the nursing program, I kind of was like, okay, well, what do I do?
Yeah.
Obviously, my counselor had told me to reapply. My application was really strong. It was just unfortunate that there was just a record-breaking amount of people that had applied the semester that I had applied to. And for some whatever weird reason, they only take a certain amount of people in the fall versus the winter. Like, they have more space in the winter for whatever reason. I have no idea.
It's weird. I feel like you would need more space.
I know. Hall. You feel like it would be the opposite, but that was not the case. Yeah. But I took that time and I did a study abroad program. I went to Kenya.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, I went to Africa.
Oh, that's so cool.
It was amazing. I went with my College of Nursing. We did like community outreach programs. And then I applied again to the nursing program and I got accepted right away. So I did that.
Perfect.
Yes, it all worked out. Everything works out the way it's supposed to. I'm a strong believer in that. Obviously, if I didn't get into the program, I wouldn't have had the opportunity to go to Africa. So just looking at the bright side and the positives of things. I graduated in December of 2018 and I studied to take my NCLEX and I sat for my boards for 5 hours.
Oh my gosh.
I had the full 265 questions and I end up failing.
But that's okay.
Which is okay.
It's okay.
Yes, it is okay. It is totally okay. Because if anybody who has failed their NCLEX knows that they'll send you a report of all the different categories that they test you on and they tell you like where you are in the realm of passing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was either above passing in most categories, but near passing in all of the rest.
Mm.
So I was so close.
Yeah.
But I took everything that they gave me. I was determined. I buckled down. Mm. And I went in and I passed in 77 questions the next time.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then I started working in June. And the rest is history from there. I guess it kind of all goes not downhill, but it just takes a different turn than kind of what I was expecting. I was very fortunate that I did have some time in the nursing world prior to COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Like I got hired on in June of 2019 and obviously COVID hit in 2020. So I had a little bit of time.
Not much, but a little.
Not much, but I had a taste of what pre-COVID world looked like in the nursing world, especially at the bedside. And anybody who works in pediatrics knows it's kind of like a hard field to get into. There's not a whole lot of pediatric facilities compared to the adult world. So when I actually got hired on, and prior to that, I was working at the facility as they call it a patient safety companion. I was basically a glorified sitter. I would go in and hang out with some of the kids that maybe just needed some help with their lines and tubes and just making sure that they were staying safe. But when I passed my boards and I was an RN, there was a hiring freeze for nurses for a couple of months. So when there was positions finally available, they were all like PRN or as needed. So I took what I could get. And anybody who doesn't know PRN, it just means no benefits. I don't get insurance. Through the employer, no FMLA, those kinds of things. But I do just get a little bit more pay per hour. So it worked really, really well. And even prior to COVID, I was working like full-time hours, just kind of picking up where I could. And then once COVID hit, it kind of all got weird.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it was for you because you work in the emergency room.
Yeah.
And you, because I've, like I said, I've been following your story and I totally admire and know that I've shared this with you, how working and getting your BSN is just applaud you for that. I don't know how you did it. Just
sometimes I don't know either.
And during the pandemic. So
lots of tears and lots of coffee.
Amen to that. Because you started on nights too, right? Yeah. Yeah, those were one of the couple videos that I found you from. Was just like, get unready with the night shift.
Yeah, I did it on nights. I was on nights for a while, and I like could not do it. It was not for me. So I switched as soon as I could. But I think I finished my whole bachelor's degree on night shift. But I think that's what made me get through it, because I was up at random hours most of the time, and you're not talking to anyone. Like, you have nothing to do. So I'm like, okay, might as well work on school. Like, everyone's sleeping at 3 a.m. Like,
you know, and that's kind of how my business started.
I love that.
But as we know, when the pandemic hit, schools were closed, surgeries got canceled, there weren't that many admissions coming in. And all of those things are kind of like the bulks of a lot of our patients that we see. So my unit was closed for about 18 weeks.
Oh,
and
wow.
When we, yeah. And when we were closed, we were combined with a couple other different units. And when we were combined, we were also combining with all the other nurses that were on that floor, as well as sharing our populations. So it was kind of like a battle of who's working on the floor and who's getting canceled and who's getting shipped to the COVID hotline to, you know, do COVID swabs or vaccines or whatever else that they needed help with. And me being PRN, I got canceled first because I got paid more per hour. So they, in theory, were canceling the most cost-effective way, I guess.
Right.
There was a point where I was scheduled, and I was working nights, and I was scheduled for a night shift. I would sleep all day. I would get up at like 4 o'clock. I would listen to the message. Okay, you're canceled for the first 4 hours. All right, cool. So I'm hanging out. And then I listened to the message again. Okay, you're canceled the rest of the night. That was me for 2 months straight. I got canceled for every single shift for 2 months. And I was getting stir crazy. Us nurses, like, we're busybodies. Like, we are go-go-go's. We like to do things with our hands. I was just going mad, just like sitting there. And at that point, I had just gotten married. So all of my free time that I was planning my wedding was all said and done. I was bored.
Yeah.
And I remembered, oh, I have my Cricut sitting in my closet in this little corner office that I had in my old apartment. And you know what? I just needed to do something because there were a couple times where I tried being productive around my apartment and cleaned, and I got a noise complaint from our neighbors.
For your 3 a.m. cleaning.
It was a 3 a.m. cleaning call, and I was just walking around. I wasn't, like, vacuuming or anything crazy, but, you know, just me walking around was enough to be like, go to bed.
They don't get it.
I was like, I've been in bed all day. I'm up now. And especially, you know, as you're drinking your coffee when you first get up, thinking that you're going to go, it's like, no, I'm up.
Yeah. Well, especially if you slept all day, like, you're prepared to stay up all night to work. You can't just go right back to bed.
No, there's no way. So I thought, and just with everything that was going on with COVID, and there was just so much negativity surrounding us, and like so many what ifs and unknowns, that I was like, I just need to control something. Mm-hmm. And that sounds like so bizarre, as like I just said, it's just like doing something with my hands. I needed to feel productive, mm-hmm. because I was getting canceled. I wasn't feeling I was being productive in my nursing world. And I was trying. I was emailing my managers. I was like, I was begging for hours. Anything they had, it was like, yes, I'll go poke some people for a couple of hours, giving them some shots. Yeah, let me go swab some people. Give me the callback numbers. Like, whatever you need me to do. Like, I just want to help.
Let me do something.
Just let me do something. Like, let me be productive. And especially because I also felt like a sense of guilt being in the pediatrics was so different than the adult world. Seeing how much all of my fellow nurses were, like, struggling in so many different ways. It all kind of started with me just wanting to make something for myself to wear at work to bring joy to me. And it was like, oh, the mantra of you look good, you feel good, right? If you just like, mm-hmm. show up in a bright rainbow t-shirt, just things are gonna be okay. Things are gonna be good.
Positive vibes.
You know, so it's just, and that's, it just all snowballed from there. I just started making t-shirts for myself and recording the process on TikTok, and here we are. It's crazy.
Here we are today
talking with Bree Bree the nurse.
So is Mel's Crafty Corner because you had like a little corner in your office that you put your...
It wasn't even an office. It's...
Oh.
So we had like a two-bedroom apartment, and it was an old building. Vintage, I'll say. And
Vintage.
And they had this closet that wasn't a closet because like it wasn't... I don't even know how they described it. It was like a half room, but they couldn't call it a room because it didn't have a closet.
It wasn't big enough.
It didn't have a closet, but it was still big enough where I could fit a desk and some shelves, and they had outlets and it had a window. And I just called it this little corner of that apartment. And then it kind of turned into my little corner of the internet, and I was just sitting in there crafting in my little corner.
I love that though. Yeah. That's so fun.
So, yeah.
you started posting your videos of the products you were making, like, just for yourself to wear to work. When did you realize, like, wait, I should start a website and I should sell these and that people want my stuff?
Right. Well, it actually, even before making t-shirts for myself, it started with testing out glitter ornament recipes and like making wood signs and it, like starting posting the DIYs that I made for the wedding that I did or just home decor. Because I bought the Cricut and after the wedding, I was like, okay, well, what else can I do with this?
Right.
You know, and it was just kind of playing around with it and showing that side of it on my TikTok. It wasn't even, I didn't even think about a business. I didn't even think about, like, I didn't even have a t-shirt press at that point. I just had the Cricut. And then I think for Christmas, my husband gifted me the Cricut Easy Press. And then that's where the t-shirts kind of flew in. But I think it was my rainbow t-shirt. It went viral and a couple of people were wanting it. And I was just taking orders on direct message. And it was just getting a little too overwhelming and hard to organize everything, you know, with Venmo and PayPal. It was just kind of a nightmare. And I was still at that point getting canceled a lot. And it still was kind of unsure of what pediatrics nursing was going to look like. And I don't know, I just kind of like took the leap. And one of my friends was opening up a little candles business herself. She was an ICU nurse in Chicago. And she was also struggling with just feeling everything of being a nurse in the COVID world. And so she started making candles and we both kind of just learned as we went and here we are.
That's so fun.
But yeah, so it was, again, just kind of, it was a hobby turned into a happy accident. I didn't intend to go viral or to blow up or.
I feel like you never intend to go viral.
Nobody ever does. Just, I mean, you always like think like, oh, like that'd be cool. But then when it happens, like, oh my God, what do I do?
Yeah.
What do I do? There was a couple points like early in the beginning when those rainbow t-shirts did go viral and I had to pull everything out into our living room and I had like two giant white tables lined up. It was an assembly line. It looked awesome.
I love that. Yeah. And now you probably have like it down to a system because
you've
been doing it for so long now. But
Yeah, we've definitely learned a lot. And because obviously I went to nursing school, I knew nothing and still feel like I know nothing about like the business world. And I'm learning every single day. And it's been really, really fun and definitely a journey that I'm excited to be on. And I'm excited to see where it goes and where we're going to continue helping other nurses and healthcare professionals look and feel their best and support them in whatever ways that they need.
I love that. What products do you have? You have t-shirts, you have some stickers too, right?
Oh, yes. Yes. So I do a lot of custom apparel for nurses and healthcare workers. Like if you're specialties or units or if you're a care partner, a phlebotomist, pharmacy tech, whatever you are, I got you.
Lovely.
I got you. Yes. Yes. So it's just all customizable. And then I do have a mental health line that I recently launched last year that has become a wild bestseller. I have a really nice Be Kind to Your Mind that I'm wearing right now. And I'm so sad that you guys can't see it. But it's just like a floral brains and I have other floral molecular structures. That was the word I was looking for. Like I have floral.
Do you draw that all out yourself?
I did. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
You're so talented.
Thank you. Yes, I did. The Be Kind to Your Mind design definitely took me the longest. It's like the most intricate. And I definitely had to look at different references of brains and, you know, how the anatomy looks and everything like that. And, you know, for the floral serotonin and definitely the floral oxytocin, any of my chem people know, it is a big structure. There's a lot going on there. So I definitely had to, you know, pull my chemistry hat at and put that on and do all that. But fun fact, I get a lot of my creativity. I've always been kind of a creative person, but
I was going to say you have to be, I feel like.
Yeah. Yes. I've always felt the need to have a creative outlet. Mm-hmm. Even younger, I would paint a lot. I still paint now whenever I can, but my dad and my grandma are both artists, and they do a lot of work with acrylic and oil painting. They are way talented than I am.
It's in your genetics, obviously. It is.
It's in my blood. But I do get a lot of inspiration from them. Yeah.
That's so cute.
Yeah, no, I love that.
I love a little family history incorporation.
Yes. And my grandma's specialty is flowers. Like, she paints the most beautiful, realistic florals. I'll have to send you some pictures.
Yeah, I see.
Yes, they're stunning. But a lot of my floral inspiration comes from her, and I have a couple of her paintings hanging up in my office, so I look at them every day.
Aww, inspiration.
Yes. Got to keep her close.
I love that.
Yeah, but I also do a lot of group orders for different units. I've done a couple of recent ones for an ortho team. We did a labor and delivery unit recently, a MICU. Yeah, just a different way to team bond and, again, look good doing it.
Be cute and matching.
Yes, a little matchy-matchy moment.
I love it.
Yes. Yeah.
So you mentioned your mental health line.
Yes.
How did that start?
Well, I've always kind of struggled with my mental health. I've been on the journey for a long time. I've been on medication and have had diagnoses ever since I was 11. So me and my mental health, we're very close. She's no stranger to me. But I guess, like, last year I had a back injury, and it really has taught me a lot. It's definitely humbled me in more ways than I can even begin to explain. You know, it's changed my husband and I's relationship. He had to basically be a caretaker for me. Just to give a little bit of a background, I guess, on that, I had herniated my L4 to L5 and L5 to S1 joints at the very beginning of January of 2022. I went into the emergency room on January 8th. And happy new year to me. So it's been
a little bit, though.
just a little bit. But apparently I have this degenerative bone disease that I've had forever, and every bend and twist and has just been slowly tearing away. And we get a lot of total cares on my unit, so doing a lot of transferring and rotating on that end. But the straw on the camel's back was me putting a pizza in the oven, and which is so stupid. I felt like such an idiot sitting in the emergency room, like, telling the ER nurses what happened to me.
It's okay. There's been crazier things.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm just like, I'm...
We're not judging you. I think that's... I mean, it's funny, but it's not funny.
No, we all laughed about it. It's okay. You gotta learn to laugh at some of your misfortunes, right?
That darn pizza. Did you even eat it?
Oh, I enjoyed the hell out of that pizza. Good. It was the best pizza I ever had. It's like, it better be at that point, right?
Right. Yeah, I would hope so.
But with that, like, my husband, it was pretty debilitating. He had to dress me from the waist down for a while and help me shower and, you know, just live life, you know, just do things. Activities of daily livings.
Probably really hard for you, because I feel like all nurses are like, you know, I don't need to be taken care of. I'll take care of myself. Like, I take care of people. I'm not supposed to be the one getting taken care of.
Well, don't you know the saying that nurses make the worst patients?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was so factual. It was ridiculous. Even just, like, being in the emergency room, like, I know the struggles, and some of the nurses and other people were like, I'm so sorry. Like, we're understaffed. I was like, girl, I know.
You're fine.
You don't have to apologize. You're fine. But, like, can I have some water? It's like, no, we're waiting for the MRI. I was like, okay. It's like, oh, well, a stroke came in, so we have to wait for that. Oh, yep, that takes priority. I know that. So I get all those things. But, no, it definitely does take a different toll being the patient, mm-hmm. and not being the one doing the caring and actually being the one that needs to accept the help and all that jazz. So it's definitely been a journey. It's been really hard. And it's a topic that I've been very vulnerable about on my page. And it's also something that nurses are just kind of prone to having back problems. So a lot of my, I don't like to call them followers. I like to call them my friends. But a lot of my friends.
I love that you do that. And you capitalize, if you don't know, she capitalizes the RN
yes.
in friends. Yes. It takes out takes out, what do you take out, the I and the E?
Yes. So it's just
F-R-N-D-S.
Yes.
I love that. Every time I see it, it makes me smile.
I love that. No, but so a lot of my friends, they tell me that they also have back problems and they've had either surgeries, and thankfully my injury wasn't bad enough that I didn't need to have surgery, but it was bad enough where it just took forever to heal. And it's, I'm still recovering to this day, and it's been over a year now.
Wow.
And even like my spine specialist, he told me that he's like, you know, the next injury that you do have, you're probably going to need surgery. And I'm trying to avoid that.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
prolong it as long as possible.
My brother had to have a few. I don't know. I think it was L4 and L5, but he had another one too. I don't remember exactly, but I was a lot younger. But he ended up having surgery. I think he was like 25 maybe when he had it.
Stop.
And that was rough and like a rough recovery. So I really hope you don't have to have surgery, and I hope you continue moving on.
Minus the creative gene that I got from my dad, I also got his poopy spine, because he's had two spinal fusions. You know, his first one was in his 40s, so I'm hoping I can just
make it to 40 at least.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah, well, because I'm young. Yeah. I'm 26. I just got a puppy he's not a puppy anymore. He just turned a year old, which blows my mind. But I still want to do things in my life, so I want to be able to treat, you know, have the body and mindset that I need to do the things that bring me joy and make me happy and fulfill me and fulfill my family and all of that jazz. But yeah, but it's definitely been interesting sharing this part of my journey on social media. And I'm sure you kind of can attest to that too, because some people are very kind and some people are not.
But I think it's something hard to share. And you know what? With something like this, you know, you kind of just, easier said than done, but you kind of just have to ignore the not so kind people, because you are helping people. And I'm sure tons of people message you about it. I mean, like, I got multiple questions about your back and just like how your recovery is going and like, you know, how it affected you. So obviously people care and are going through similar things, and making a difference. So just remember that.
Yes. And I do have to remind myself that very often, and because there is so many people out there that do have the same struggles and do have similar challenges and similar, you know, either struggles at the bedside or at home or, you know, in their heads. And I always just try to remind not only myself, because a lot of the things that I'm saying to my platform, I'm saying to me, but I'm saying it knowing that even if I can just help one person by saying this, then I'm doing something right.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I was just try to share the perspective that we all have our struggles. Mm-hmm. We all have our adversities that we've overcome. We all have our challenges that we face every single day. But it's how we choose to act and choose how we treat one another that matters. Mm-hmm. And it's just it's the classic, treat others how you want to be treated.
I mean, it's classic, but people forget it all the time. So it's always a good reminder.
Yes, right. And just, I always like to think to myself, is just showing the same amount of love and compassion towards each other as I would for my patients or for my patients' families or my family or myself, you know, and I'm thinking back to your mental health episode where you had said that you would never speak to somebody the way that you speak to yourself. Mm-hmm. That's so true.
Yeah. And I like think about it all the time, because you are the worst to yourself, 100%.
Yes.
One would ever, I hope, say those things to you that you say to yourself.
Right. And they're not true.
No.
But for whatever reason, that little guy in the back of your head just wants to shout it from the rooftops and just make it so loud that you can't really hear anything else.
Right.
You know, but it's just reminding that you just got to do what's best for you. Mm-hmm. You're doing everything that you can with what you have in front of you, and that's enough. And just repeating your mantras. Mm-hmm. Mindset is everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
It's got to make today great.
Yes. And positive attitudes.
I mean, yes. You have to. It goes a long way. There's just so much negative negativity out there, mm-hmm. that you have to focus on the good. You have to find it. Otherwise, it's just going to overcome you. Yeah, exactly.
When I first started posting on TikTok, I would always post, like, during my orientation phase, I would post videos, like, get ready with me.
Yeah.
And, like, I would talk about my shift and, like, there was this one video I posted, and it was talking about the first time I ever put an NG tube in.
Ooh.
And I was like,
remember that?
Yeah.
Fun time.
I was so excited. NGs are hard. They are. And I don't know if you've ever had one, but they suck. Like, yes. It is the worst.
Yes.
So I always feel for my patients because mm-hmm. I'm like, I've been there. Like, I know it's horrible.
Want some first aid?
Get through this together.
I got you, girl.
It's the worst.
Quick and dirty. Let's do it.
Right. Like, let's work as a team.
Yes.
Drink this water when I tell you to.
Chug, chug, chug.
But I was talking about it, and I was talking about how I was so excited to do it, and I just remember that video went viral for whatever reason, and probably because of all the hate comments I got on it.
Love
but
that.
There were so many people saying, like, oh, just wait, you're not going to be this excited, you're not going to like nursing, like, you're not going to get ready like this in 3 years, ugh. Like, just wait, you know, like, just throwing all of this negative energy and all these negative comments on me, and I just, like, hated it. I'm
like what's
you know
the
what?
Point of you saying that?
Right.
What
right,
good
right,
is
right.
you telling, like, oh, you just wait. You just
yeah.
wait.
Right. Like, I mean, I know it's
like, what
been
good
rough,
is that going to do?
It's been a rough, right. It's not going to do any good. It's been a rough few years for people. I mean, then it was very early on in the pandemic, but still it was rough.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, like, I know people are burnt out and going through things, but why bring someone else down if they are enjoying it or if they're positive? Like, you would think being around positive energy would lift you up and make you want to be more positive, but that doesn't always seem to be the case with some people.
No.
And I was just like, oh my goodness. Like, I'm just trying to spread some joy.
I'm trying to spread my sunshine.
My excitement.
Yes.
That I had over this darn NG tube that I got in.
People like, just trying to rain on your parade.
Yeah. So I always say, like, you know, life is what you make of it. You got to be positive. Find
Amen.
Joy in the little things.
Yes.
Because that, like, that brought me so much joy. Getting your first NG tube is an accomplishment.
Yes.
Because they're hard to get.
Yes. And honestly, it's celebrating those small wins, but big wins too. Like, those victories, you have
right.
to celebrate those moments. Otherwise, everything else is just going to keep washing out around you.
Right, right,
and you
right.
have to be able to be... feel free to share that excitement
mm-hmm.
with other people that maybe they just got their first NG tube like that morning and they swiped and saw your video, or they were just about to go and place their first NG tube and they want, yeah. you know?
Yeah. And like, I still get comments like that all the time. But then I do get the comments where are like, thank you so much for being positive. Everyone's so negative. Like, you are, you know, such a positive nurse, and I feel like you actually like your job. Like, and it's like, okay, this is why I do what I do. Like, yes I might get all these people saying, just wait, you know, mm-hmm. I don't even do makeup anymore. Who does that? Like, I'm like, and that goes back. I always get ready in the morning because that goes back to, like, you know, when you look your best, you feel your best. And
yes.
I put on a cute, my rainbow ER nurse shirt. And you know what? I am bringing all the good vibes, and
yes.
I'm going to have a good day.
Yes, I'm going to have a good day, and yeah. nobody can rain on my parade. Nobody can steal my sunshine.
Exactly.
Hi, I'm having a good day. My name is Bree. I'm going to be your nurse today.
And it is a great day.
It is a great day.
Not for you, probably, since you're here.
Especially in the ER.
But we're going to make it good.
Yep. We're going to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. No, it is crazy, like, especially, and I know that you know this, just being on social media and having a platform, it is crazy how so many people can keep sharing so many good comments with you and positivity,
mm-hmm.
and it only takes one person to make you feel really, really small.
I know.
And it is so sad, and I'm a culprit of it. Mm-hmm. I do it all the time. I try not to, but it's not allowing them to take ownership of your feelings and being kind to yourself and being kind to your mind.
Yeah.
And subtle little plug there. but no, it's just, you have to. Like, it's,
yeah.
And it makes me sad to see that there are still so many negative people out there that do just have the need to spread their negativity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm the same way. I will get, you know, like 100 positive messages, but then I get one negative one and I'm like, oh my gosh, my, you know, like, and I get so fed up over it. And I'm like, why do I let this person affect me?
Because then you sit there and you start to like believe what they're saying and it's like, no, 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 honey.
But that's the same thing in life, you know, like I do the same thing in the real world, not involving social media. I'll let one thing that someone said to me gets me, but like, you're not going to be everyone's cup of tea.
No.
And that's okay. That's fine.
That is okay. Because I'm other people's cup of tea and they love my tea.
Right. Right. Yeah.
They love the tea that I share. If you don't like it, they come back for the tea. And that's okay. And but like, just, you don't have to follow me then, or you don't have to be a part of the bandwagon.
Right. You don't have to be in my life.
No.
You don't have to care about me.
No.
Just take your negativity somewhere else, because
I'm not
positive vibes only over here.
Good vibes only. That's the only thing I have time for. I don't have the energy to do with anything else. I'm just here to spread my sunshine and good vibes and just try to.
And your rainbows.
And my rainbows and all. Just, you know, I'm just out here. You know, I'm just doing the best with what I got.
Yeah. Well, I feel like you are so, you're just like a bright light. Like, that's how I can describe you. Like,
thank you. And that's so sweet.
I was talking to my...
I think, same. So do you.
Oh my gosh. I was talking to my sister about you, because I was saying that you were coming on the podcast. I mean, she follows my Instagram, so she saw anyway. But I think
she's like,
we were talking about it before, but... She said that she clicked on your Instagram. She's not a nurse, so I don't even know. Maybe she followed you. I don't know. But she said she clicked on your profile after, it was when we were like doing our heatless curl stuff. And I reposted you to my story. And she was like, she is so cute. Like, she seems really sweet. And she has really cute stuff. And I'm like, yeah, she is just like so sweet. Like, such a nice person. And just all the positivity, I love it. But you're also very vulnerable and real. Like, you are just real. I feel like you share, you know, the good things. You also share the bad things. But a lot of people don't do that. And that makes you real. And I appreciate your realness.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that, because it is really hard being vulnerable sometimes, especially to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. and... You know, not knowing the type of reaction that you're going to get is definitely can be nerve-inducing. But more often than not, I get so many comments of people saying that they do appreciate my vulnerability and how real that I am, and that I share the good, the bad, and everything in between. Because yes, I am. I have my small business. Yes, I have products that I try to sell. And yes, I am a nurse. And no, I'm not practicing right now. And you know, there's all of these other things, but I'm still Mel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still me. I'm still human. There's still a person behind the platform.
Right.
And like I was saying before, like, I know that we all have our own struggles that we're going through in our life. There's ebbs and flows, there's highs and lows, and we're all just trying to learn how to ride the wave. And I hope that me sharing part of my journey is helping other people either finding confidence in themselves to get help that they need, or find the confidence to stand up for what they believe in, for what's right for them, mm-hmm. you know, doing things that are a bit out of the norm, and doing things that are scary, but doing them knowing that this could be the best thing that could ever happen, you know, and, mm-hmm. and thankfully, I feel very fortunate to be in a position where I can take this risk and leave bedside for a little bit and see where this can go, and how I can better focus and help my fellow friends and my fellow nurses mm-hmm. and my healthcare workers that are struggling the same ways that either I have struggled with in the past or I'm struggling with right now.
So for your friends out there that are wanting to take the step that you did and start their own small business and potentially leave bedside, what is your advice for them on how to do that? Do you have any tips, tricks you learned along the way?
Well, I'll say Like, my choice to leave bedside was a really, really difficult one. I never thought that I would leave so early in my career. You know, when I got hired on this, that's where I thought I was going to be forever. And that's what I always said I was born for the bedside. I was born for the bedside. Because I do. I have a really good positive personality. I am good at time management. I can, you know, delegate, and I'm a ray of sunshine. But with everything that has happened, with what the universe has, you know, done with TikTok and my back injury and everything in between that, just kind of all shown to me that this is what I should be doing right now, and that this is what's best for me, for my physical, my mental, and my emotional well-being. Not to say I'll never go back. Not to say I'm not still a nurse, because I am. I still have my letters. I worked hard for those letters. Mm-hmm. I didn't get into nursing school twice, and I failed my boards twice. And you, I know a lot of other nurse entrepreneurs like struggle with that self-identity as well. So I guess my best advice is do what's best for you, whatever that means. If it's getting out of a negative culture or getting away from a job that is maybe not good for your physical health or your mental health or emotional well-being or any and all of the above, get out. Mm-hmm. It's not for you. And I'll tell you, and I stayed at bedside longer than I should have. Looking back at it now and talking with my therapist, I should have left earlier than I did. But I had a lot of guilt, shame, other things that I was working with, you know, within myself. And I knew that I could do both because I've been doing it before, and I was still making it work because I was still PRN, so I could work, you know, little hours and still be employed at everything. Mm-hmm. But it just came down to it where I had to help myself, because at the end of the day, that's the only person that will do it for you. Nobody else mm-hmm. will. As far as starting your own business, Google is a great resource, because I knew nothing. Thankfully, I have to shout out my husband. He has been my saving grace, and I do not think that my business would be as successful as it has been without his help. He is a marketing specialist. He doesn't do any of my marketing. He says that I do it way differently than what he would have done, but it works. So he's just he lets me do it. But he's helped a lot with, like, you know, setting up an LLC and getting bank accounts and EIN numbers and tax forms and all of that other fun stuff that nobody tells you when you open a website and start to have all of that fun stuff trickle in. And I'm still learning. I only this year made it official and became an LLC. But prior to that, I was just doing it with all, like, my personal stuff. And I wouldn't recommend doing that. If you're starting a website, just get a separate bank account right away. Do what I say, not what I do. It makes it so much easier, especially during tax time.
Yeah.
Thankfully, the IRS was really forgiving of us last year, because it was like our first year of business, and it all worked out. But
all that fun adulting.
Yeah. Stuff. Yeah. But it's definitely been a learning process. I still learn something every day, but it's been so much fun. And just being able to connect with other small businesses and other, you know, nurses that are making an impact on the nursing community as well, and being able to work together and collab in different ways to help support our fellow friends and our fellow nurses and our communities. And I'm really excited, because there's a lot of fun opportunities that we have, and I'm sure you do as well, with different brands and companies to help support our nurses mm-hmm. and give back where we can.
Yeah.
We have to use our talents for the good.
Right, yeah. I think that is so cool. I wish I had something I could start.
But you got your merch. You got your merch, girl. I see you.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, I wish I was creative enough to like make my own stuff.
Oh, stop. But
I could never.
Everybody has their little artist inside of them. They just have to maybe be in the right environment that they feel safe enough to let that little artist come out.
I don't know. I can barely draw a flower.
Like, have you done like
a preschool flower?
Have you ever done like the wine and paint class?
No, I would be horrible at it.
Well, at least you have some wine. Wine that's always true. Gets the creative juices flowing, does in my it? Opinion.
Maybe that's what I need to do. My 5-year-old niece can draw better than me.
So. You know what? And that's okay. It is okay if you don't have an artistic bone in your body, because somebody else does. And you have other talents that other people don't. And that's another thing, I guess, not switching topic, but it's on topic, is utilizing all of your strengths and showcasing your uniqueness, mm-hmm. I guess is like another advice that I would have to somebody as well, because you are so unique and special, and what you can do and create and what you have to say is different than what anybody else has to say.
Right.
So own it. Be original and just be yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think I might be creative in a different way. Like, I think, you know, making videos, that might be, that's my creative outlet.
Yes. Oh.
So, your although creative I wish, content. I wish I could be like you and stop. Be artsy and so cute, but that's not my thing. I would love it, but I'm not, those aren't my strong suits, but you know.
Well, maybe we'll just have to have you hang out in Mel's Crafty Corner one day.
Maybe. And teach me everything.
We'll just get you in the crafty mood.
Yes.
We'll make a crafter out of you, Brie.
Tell me all your secrets. Teach me how to be a crafty.
Well, speaking of, so I know like I use my crafting as like my creative outlet just to get my, to feel better. What do you do as like your outlet? Is it just making your videos?
I mean, making videos is definitely started out that way too. Like, mm-hmm. I've always been a creative person in that way. Like, I've always, like, from when I was little, I would record our family vacations and like.
Stop.
Like, I need to find them. I need to dig them up. I'm sure my dad has them on his computer or something. But I, like, have family videos that I would, you know, vlog at like 5 years old. They are probably so cringy. I don't know if I can dig them up, but I probably should. Just for the memories.
Just for the bems, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a couple diamonds I could dig up as well.
But I always, like, you know, for school projects, I always did videos and would edit them. Like, I loved doing that. And I would, you know, always watch YouTube videos growing up. All the original beauty influencers
the gurus.
Out there. Yes.
I would love to hear some of your faves.
I loved Bethany Moda. She was 10 out of 10.
Amen.
She still is.
Whatever happened to her? Is she still around?
I don't know. Does she still post?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I would have to look.
She was good. I also liked Jaclyn Hill. Like
Jaclyn Hill,
pre-Jaclyn Hill.
Yeah.
Like her
original.
Yes. OG Jaclyn. Yeah. I was a big fan.
Who else did I watch? Alicia. And then like My Life is Eva.
Yeah.
Aspen Ovard. I don't know what her name was before.
Yep.
I can't remember. But I literally like. Before these people all, like, now they all, like, have kids and they're married.
Yep.
Like, I watched them when they were, like, in middle school.
Isn't that crazy? Like,
yeah.
Because
it is crazy.
I'm very similar to you in that way, and I'm glad that we're talking about this, because I, too, am, like, a YouTube snob where I'll just, like, play it in the background, or I have people that I follow that I've been following for a long, long time. There's this girl that I watch. Her name is Tess Christine. She lives in New York City.
Oh, my gosh. I know
you
her,
know Tess?
Oh, yes!
Okay, well, fun fact about Tess is that she is originally from Wisconsin.
Oh, really?
Yes. So we share that. Yes, we share that that bond. She's been to a couple Packer games. No big deal. But it's crazy.
Basically best friends.
She has no idea who I am at all. But yeah, basically besties.
But you know everything about her.
No, I do, which is like crazy. No, but speaking about her, like, you know, you watch her when she's like before she moved to New York, and then when she was in New York, and then she got married, and then she got pregnant, had her baby, and then oh my god, she got breast cancer, and like you're watching that story, and it's fun is a weird word to say after, you know, the breast cancer, but it's fun watching them grow up,
their journey, their life.
And I too have been like creative in the video content, like creation prior to Mel's Crafty Corner even was a thought. Mm-hmm. I had a YouTube channel that I now does not exist for anybody to see.
Nobody needs to see. I had some old videos out there that I started posting on YouTube a little bit last year, but like it's just really difficult with working full time and TikTok and Instagram. I felt like
too much.
I was lacking, and YouTube videos are so hard to edit.
Yes.
Like ridiculously hard.
I know.
They don't even look good when I do them, and I spend like 4 hours on them, and I'm like, this looks like a child edited this. But so I don't like putting stuff out there that I'm like, I'm a perfectionist.
Yes.
So I'm like, I can't put this out there if it's not to my standards.
I'm the same
way. But there are some old videos I had to take down before, or like put on private
before we blew up. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm like,
get ready with me as I get ready for my cousin's wedding. Like, cringe. It's like, yeah, I literally just did that exact same thing with my hand right there. Just like, my skin is crawling as we speak. Oh my god, it's so fun.
Yeah.
Well, see, you have your talents. You're using them to the best of your abilities. Yes, you're a kick-ass nurse. You are a kick-ass content creator. People love what you are doing. I sure am. I can't speak for anybody else, but I do know a couple of my friends were texting you like, oh my God, I saw you on Bree Bree's TikTok. Or like, you're going to be, even after you post on your Instagram that we were going to do this, I had a couple of girls say that they were just so excited to see that we were going to be chatting.
Well, I was so excited to chat with you. I knew it would be, I mean, we've like only talked. So a little background on me and Mel. So I found her because of Lumify.
Yes, the Lumify fam.
Yep, Lumify
fam. Thanks, Jen and Anthony. We love you.
Yeah, we shout out to them. But she had her products on, or you still have them.
Yeah, right? I'm on their marketplace.
On the Lumify marketplace. And that's how I found her. And I'm like, oh my gosh, her stuff is so stinking cute. And then I followed her on Instagram and I ended up ordering it's sitting over there so I can't my ER nurse rainbow.
She got the OG shirt.
It's so cute. I wear it all the time. And then we started messaging and then like we bonded over heatless curls. She ordered the heatless curler that
she converted me.
And then we were like talking about trial and error with that, because if you've ever used it, there's definitely trial and error. Mm-hmm. Don't give up.
And for those of you who don't know, I am a curly-headed girl, or I have some natural waves. Yeah. So doing heatless curls on top of curls was a challenge, but I got it. It took a while, and even I'm struggling now, and I'm sure you know this because of all of your heatless curl videos. I'm like, people trying it the one time and it turns out absolutely atrocious. Yeah. And I'm like, it'll don't look like that up. For the first 7 times, but don't give up.
Don't give up. It's trial and error. You gotta do it a few times, test out different methods. Yeah.
You do.
I mean, and I have pin straight hair, so I feel like it's a lot easier for me.
Right. The problem I have is all at the top because at the root, because all of that still has the curl, but then it's not tight enough to go around all the wands. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It still looks snatched though.
Yeah.
And all thanks to you. All thanks to you. But no, if we're talking about when you followed me, I still have the screenshot because I had a total fangirl moment.
Stop it.
I'm not joking you. I can send it to you. Yes, I did.
Oh my God.
I remember like summer of 2021 was when I found you. So like summer not to be like weird.
Okay.
Not to be like weird.
You like know that you're like July 7th.
No, but
I'm kidding. At 12:01 p.m.
Okay, now I sound like a complete like stalker, no, but I did go back and like look at my liked videos, and the first video that I liked from you, and I looked at the date, and it was summer of 2021.
That's so funny.
But no, I just remember being in awe of how, you know, you working, getting your BSN working nights, and I'm like, this girl is just a badass bitch.
Oh my god,
like she's awesome, and she's not even like 21 yet, so she's still like kind of like a little baby.
Yeah,
and it's just like, oh, it was just such an awe. So no, I,
oh my god.
And then when I saw your name actually come through my order set, I screamed. There was a little yelp that came out. I'm like, oh my god.
You knew it was me.
I did.
You put two and two together?
I did. Because I didn't know what your last name was, just because we like to be private on our socials and be conscious of our privacy.
Yeah.
But you put your first name, or you just said Bree, and it was just B-R-I.
And then like, ER nurse, and then Michigan, and you're like,
wait a minute. And I saw the location, and I remember you, like, in a couple of your videos, you, like, talk about, like, not where specifically you work, but, like, the location, and I'm like, is this her? I think it is.
That's so
Oh my god.
I like fangirl over you.
Well, look at us. We can just have our own little fangirl moments towards each other.
Hype each other up.
I love that. We'll be each other's cheerleaders.
Yes.
It's like, go, Brie, go.
Go.
I love, it's so great. Was there any questions that your audience had from your question box that you did?
How are you doing with your recovery is one of the questions.
Every day is different. I tried a lot of different things. And because I'll just reiterate a couple little touching points. I herniated L4 to L5, L5 to S1. I have a degenerative bone disease that I've had my entire life that I didn't know that I had. That just kind of put into effect of everything. Didn't need surgery, and the only things that we could really do were physical therapy and medication. And medication only went so far. It did help a lot in the beginning, especially like the muscle relaxers and anti-inflammatories, just to make sure that everything, especially surrounding the injury, was getting taken care of. And then I was on a pretty aggressive physical therapy regimen, just to make sure that the muscles around my spine were getting stronger and less likely prone to injury. Then I did some occupational therapy when I tried going back to work. I hurt myself in January, and then I tried going back in February to HUC, which is just like the secretary, answering phones, opening the door, things like that. And that was torture. I only scheduled myself for 4 hours, and I did one shift, and it was torture. I couldn't do it. I sat in my car for 45 minutes because my back was spasming so much that like I had to let it calm down enough where I could drive home safely. And my husband and I only have one car, so he like couldn't come and pick me up. And then when I finally got the okay from my doctors to go back to work, I had a weight restriction.
Which is hard. Being a nurse and having a weight restriction is really hard.
It is. It is so difficult because you feel, again, guilty and, like, shamed of, like, people having to move things around or be accommodating because of physical limitations that you have, you know? And that's a shitty feeling. But it is what it is. It comes with a job and you know, we do with it what we can. But, yeah, we're doing a lot better with it now. I have still been doing some physical therapy. I still go to my chiropractor. I love my chiropractor. He has been a godsend to me. I did try a medial branch block when was that? Like March, I think. My doctor wanted me to do a steroid injection, but my insurance wouldn't cover it, and it was very expensive. So we did this medial branch block test, and that kind of just was more diagnostic to know if it was the muscle or the joint, and they were able to figure out more of what was going on there. And we tried dry needling, which is a more aggressive form of acupuncture, where like it's a long needle. I have like a spot highlighted on my Instagram stories from Spine Care. You can see the needle and that whole experience because I kind of vlogged that for you guys. But they basically put this needle down to the bone and they tap it and create like a micro injury around there to send a bunch of blood and oxygen and other good healing properties to trick your brain to thinking you got hurt again. That sucked.
Sounds painful.
It wasn't very fun. No, it was not cool. So, and another thing that's really helped me is doing, going and getting massages, like professional massaging. Because with my specific injury, I had so many muscle spasms that over time, my muscles have just become rocks, just hard knots, very granular. So just going into somebody and just getting those out has just been subliminal.
Yeah.
So nice. As far as about that, just taking it one day at a time. Every day is different. So it's just listening to my body, what it needs for me that day. If I do something more strenuous one day and then the next day I'm a little bit sore, I need to take it easy that day, maybe spend more time on the couch or do more stretching in the morning or what have you. It's all still just like a balancing act.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds hard. You're going through a lot.
It is a lot better than it was before. And I keep reminding myself that I am so much better than what I was a year ago. No, I'm never going to be 100%, but that's okay. I'm learning with doing with what I got, and this is what I have. And, you know, they're still adjusting, and especially doing occupational therapy, I've had to do things and ergonomically move differently to get things done. For example, we have a stacked laundry, so doing my laundry, like pulling the laundry from the bottom and throwing it up to the top or standing up and putting it all up there, that can sometimes be a challenge. Mm-hmm. So I was working with my OT to best position myself to not strain my back or use specific muscles that can put me at a greater risk of injuring myself. So it's all been a balancing act. But
yeah, an adjustment for sure.
It has been an adjustment. But I also remind myself that it could have been a lot worse. I could have had surgery. You know, I could have gone through all of that. So I count my blessings where I can. It could have been a lot worse. And there was actually a really scary moment when I was in the emergency room that I thought I was like going to be paralyzed because I was losing feeling in my legs and I couldn't. They had to do like a test before I went to the MRI to see how serious it was for insurance to cover the MRI. Because at first they were like, oh, you have to go to an outpatient MRI. And this was a Saturday that I went in. So they were like, yeah, you have to wait till Monday to call to make an appointment to get an MRI. I was like, absolutely.
Probably like 3 weeks after that, you'll get it.
Right. And I was like, I'm telling you, I am losing feeling in my legs. So like,
that's I cannot wait.
But also there was like scary moments like that. So yeah. It's just like reminding myself of when I am in those negative Nancy moments of woe is me. It's just like, well, it could have been a lot worse. Like you have your legs, you're walking, you're healthy. It could have been a lot worse.
But I mean, you're still allowed to feel.
Oh yeah. I'm still pissed.
Yeah. Don't make yourself. I mean, that is a good outlook to have, that it could have been worse, but still, like, don't downplay your emotions and your pain. And everything.
I know. It's hard not to, though.
Yeah.
Especially because there have been instances and people in my life that have not fully understood like the capacity of like how bad it actually was, and like the physical limitations that I actually do live with. Or they take it to the far extreme and then just stop inviting me to do things. That's neither here nor there. It's hard. It's really difficult. Yeah. And yeah, being real and vulnerable about it, it sucks. And having to quit my job because my body can't keep up with the demand is a shitty feeling. You know, and especially a job that I said I was born to do. I said I was born for the bedside. It was something I worked my entire pre-nursing career to be at, and you know, is still learning to deal with that disappointment. Still something I'm learning and struggling with, and I'm in therapy. I'm no stranger to that. I'm very open about it. I've been going on and off to therapy ever since I was a teenager. And I love my therapist. She is my spirit animal.
Well, that's good. I feel like it's important to find someone that is supportive and that, you know,
and this is
beneficial to you.
Right. And this is not me, you know, preaching therapy. It's just finding whatever works for you. And talk therapy is really helpful to me. And I think it kind of shows with how much I kind of talk therapy on my platform.
But I think therapy is a good thing. I mean, like, a lot of people, I think, are really nervous of it. And, you know, think
there's such a stigma
that they don't need it. But I think, yeah, everyone can benefit from
it. I just like a different perspective. Like having a third party that.
A neutral third party.
A neutral third party
yeah.
that doesn't know every single like, yeah, they know a lot of details, but they don't know, like, everything. So you can just kind of vent and just tell them how it is, and they can just come back and tell you how it is. And sometimes, you know, there's been therapists that I have not liked and that I have not gone back to. So it's definitely a process of finding the right person for you and your situation. Mm-hmm. But once you do, it's so rewarding.
Yeah.
Just getting down to the nitty gritty. But just, yeah, it's just offering a different perspective or outlook.
Yeah. And I think that's very helpful.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Another question was for you. What was one thing you did that you think made the biggest impact to grow your business?
Ooh, that's a great question.
I know. I'm like, these are good questions, you guys. I love
this. Okay. What was the one thing that I did that was the biggest impact to my business?
If there's a few things, I think you can say a few things, but they just asked for one thing. But I'm sure there isn't, like, I mean, it's a major thing. I feel like it takes a few actions.
I know. I'm like thinking. Yeah. Well, okay. I thought about the first big thing. My first, like, real collab that I did with another small business owner who happened to be a nurse. When my Instagram was very, very teeny tiny, I only had like maybe 500 to 1,000 followers on there. And I did a collab with Badge Beauties. I did a giveaway with her. Fun. And
love her too.
Love her. Amber is such a sweet human. She's so, so great. And has definitely helped me a lot with my identity crisis. But we did a collab giveaway where I donated one of my shirts, and it was my rainbow t-shirt that I had at the very beginning and one of her badge reels. And that got me a lot of traffic from her page, not only to my profile, but I also woke up and I was working nights. And I remember I posted we posted the giveaway in the morning. And it was after I came home from work. I went to sleep. I got up at 4 o'clock. And I had 100 orders.
Oh my gosh, wow.
For all rainbow t-shirts. And that was obviously like crazy. And that was the first time that my like the first viral business like thing that happened, like before anything on TikTok went viral. Mm-hmm. So that got me that was a really good like community outreach, is just doing different collaborations with other small business owners and other influencers or other people in the community that all share the same goal. Because mm-hmm. we're all in this together, right? I'm all about community over competition. We all have the same goal.
Support one another.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. But I would say that the collaborations have definitely been one of the biggest things to help my business. And because of, you know, with one collaboration opens up doors for other collaborations, which has been really mm-hmm. a beautiful thing to kind of watch unfold. Another thing that kind of took my business to the next level, if we're talking about like website stuff, and this is totally random, but I've actually never shared this, so you guys are going to get the tea on this. Any of my fellow small business owners or who cares to know, but I operate a lot of, you know, customizations and having different color options. And in the beginning it was really hard to, like, you guys don't care any at all about the code or the back end of things, so I won't bore you with that because I don't even know about it. But I found this app that I was able to connect to my Shopify store that's called Connected Inventory. And I set up like a SKU code for all of the different colors and sizes. And then that way I'm able to share those colors and sizes within a bunch of different listings. So I have a bunch of blank apparel on my shelves that are blank. I don't make anything until I get an order and I customize it, whatever that is. And that way I don't waste any mm-hmm. material or time. Mm-hmm. Frankly. So because of that app, it's allowed me to connect everything so I don't have to separate, okay, if I have four larges, then two need to go on this listing and two need to go on that listing. But that listing, those two are sold out, but I still have two available. It was a nightmare to like try to organize all of that. So utilizing different apps that you can integrate into your website to make your life easier. It's all about working smarter, not harder, which mm-hmm. definitely takes time to figure out. But once you do, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, sounds like it. Use your resources, right?
Yes, absolutely. Google's a free one. It's great.
Another question was advice on nursing side hustles, how to get into it, or any ideas for other side hustles.
Ooh.
I think there's a lot of good, like, just general side hustles that you can do.
Especially in nursing.
Yeah. On the last episode that I had with the debt-free nurse, we talked about side hustles. I mean, you can even, like, you can do the grocery store, like, Shipt. That's a nice side hustle. You can DoorDash. You can Uber mm-hmm. Eats. You can dog walk on, like, Rover or whatever. Oh, like, those are just, like, easy things you can do whenever you want sort of thing.
Absolutely. But even in nursing, if you wanted to do, like, flu clinics.
Yeah.
You know, there's different – I'm not sure what they're – as much available now, but like when COVID was really big, it was doing like community outreach and mm-hmm. calling, you know, COVID tracking and different things like that. I've even just seen like
easy PRN.
Yeah. I've even seen like some nursing do like legal nursing where you're like offering your knowledge and expertise on certain legal cases.
Cool.
Thought that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
As far as like starting, you know, side hustles, I never started on Etsy, but I know a lot of people do start on Etsy, and there's no shame to that. Etsy's great. It's a great place to start. I chose not to start there just for my own pros and cons list, but a lot of people start there, and they have a major success. Because the really great thing about Etsy is that it does, like, all the marketing for you, where, you know, it's already a place where there's people shopping. But then the negative to that is that all your competition is laid right next to you. Right. So it's just kind of keeping that in mind. And for me, I wanted to make something that was my own and be my individual self. So I mm-hmm. wanted to have my own website that I could create and customize and make my own. And I haven't yet, but eventually I do still want to like do some blogging and different things where, you know, my website does allow me to do that where Etsy can't. So there's it's just kind of sitting down and looking at the pros and cons and just doing what's best for you, whatever that looks like. Yeah. I know that there's a lot of different markets. There was a nurse that I worked with, actually, who is a very talented artist. He is crazy good. I tell him all the time. But I actually saw him randomly at like a street market that was local to us, and they were able to just rent a table and have their stuff laid out, and people like could come. And craft shows are so fun. Yeah. I would love to do craft shows. It's definitely an investment, I've learned, is, you know, doing those types of different markets. It is a goal of mine. I do really want to do one because I know a lot of people say that they are really successful there. But again, it's an investment, getting all the tables, the tents, different things and that you need, but in time.
I think a big thing is, like, don't forget what your passions were before you became a nurse.
Because
you know, I think it's easy to just, you know, focus on, oh, I'm a nurse now. Like, you know, this is what I do and get really involved in that, which isn't a problem. Mm-hmm. But don't forget, you know, what you like to do, who you were before, what your passions were, stuff like that. Because a lot of your side hustles can be those things you enjoyed.
Yes. Oh, Bria, I'm so glad that you said that. Because, like, it's, like, and that's kind of where mine, it was a hobby. And then it just kind of turned into a side hustle that turned into a business and turned into what it is now. And I think what you just said about remembering who you were before you were a nurse is so important. And I feel like that goes into, like, so many other different avenues of life. Like, when I don't have kids, but I have friends that are now becoming new moms and struggling with their self-identity of, you know, who they were before they were a mom. And, it's just reminding yourself that you are still a human. You still are a person and have all of your feelings and wins and failures and things that you enjoy and all the other things that make you who you are.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I love that.
Yeah.
So thank you for saying that.
Well, I feel like it's like something that I've struggled with too. You know, like it's easy to make your whole life about being a nurse. And I feel like with my social media, I fell into that because I'm like, oh, well, people don't want to see what I'm doing when I'm not working. But like, you know, I only work 3 days out of the seven. So what am I supposed to share on the other days? And like, it's easy to just like get all wrapped up in, you know, like this is my identity now. And it's like, but it's not. Like I enjoy other things. There's more to me. Like,
yes. And it's funny that we're talking about this because I've been like struggling with that too, of like trying to play with different content that is maybe a little bit outside of my quote unquote niche and doing things that maybe I want to make and what videos I want to film and what I want to edit and But again, it's different because you want to showcase that, like, yeah, I'm still Mel. I'm still a nurse. I'm a dog mom, so I want to show my pup every now and then. Yeah. And you know, yeah, there's yeah, exactly. So it's, and I think that especially for us at this point where we are in our platforms, that people want to see those other sides of things, mm-hmm. of us. Like they've seen enough of that. Mm-hmm. You know, they've seen enough of me pressing t-shirts to know what the peel looks like, right. You know? So it's, and it's hard and challenging because you still want to create those videos because those are the ones that people engage with, but you also want to try new things.
Right,
but
right.
When those new videos don't
do as
get
well.
Engaged, yeah, you get really discouraged and you're just like, oh, what do you do now?
Yeah, it's disappointing for sure. And then you feel like you have to go back to, you know, this one identity that yep. they like, but. Oh. Where can people find you and buy your cute things?
Oh, yes. Well, as you mentioned, you can find me on the Lumify Marketplace. I am a product vendor with them. You can mostly find me on Instagram or TikTok at Mel's Crafty Corner. To shop my products, you can go to shopmelscraftycorner.com and start customizing your dream apparel. And also let me know if you have any questions, comments, concerns, because I'm an open book. Or even if you just, like, need to say hi or, I don't know.
Just someone to talk to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Even if you just need someone to talk to. My door is always open.
I love that. I highly recommend buying something from Mel. It will literally come in the cutest packaging you've ever seen in your life. So yes. I feel like the packaging makes it even more worth it. And then you open it up and you're like, oh my gosh.
Yes.
This is the best thing I've ever ordered.
Yes. That was one thing, like when starting my small business, was like a top priority to me was my packaging and the Happy Mail experience is what I call it.
Yeah. Happy Mail.
Yes.
I'm here for
it's it. Got your name written pretty all on it.
Yes. I'm like, can I have your handwriting, please? Like, just teach me everything. I need to write my name the way you write my name.
That's awesome. Well, and Brie, don't you have a code to share?
Go to my bio. You can shop Mel's Crafty Corner there. My discount code is Brie the Nurse. So if you want to save some money and get something really cute, you know where to go.
Yes, you do. And you're supporting some nurses, which is always right. a good thing.
We love nurse-founded businesses.
Yes, we do. Just so, snaps all around.
Go check it out. Thank you so much for coming on. I loved talking to you. Literally the best time.
Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to give this episode a 5-star rating if you liked it. And check out Mel.